पेजी नंबर मोन मोड़ोका मोड़ोका
32-year-old Mahesha Ram, a farmer from Adilabad in the southern state of Telangana, is pronouncing the word rice in Gondi, which is being recorded by organizers of CJ Net Swara, a citizen journalism venture for indigenous communities in the central state of Chhattisgarh. It is then followed by school teacher Shankar Dashrath Gadekar from Western Maharashtra's Gachiroli district, who says the words chair and table as it is pronounced from his part of the region.
Arkamani Krauna, page number Nalu, Khand. Khand. Khand.
What unites this group is their ethnicity. They are all Gonds, and their purpose is to generate a shareable Gondi lingua franca that they hope will forge a common identity for their community. This is their fourth workshop in the last 3 years, and this time it is being held in the Indian capital, New Delhi. The group, representing the Gond tribe from 6 states, have animated discussions of their language in all dialects. Many of the nearly 100 participants have noticed over a period of time that the language was taking on many regional influences and variations as people crossed from one part of the tribal belt to another. Suman Lata, a student from the tribal belt of Kanker in the central state of Chhattisgarh, is aware of the difficulties.
There is a big difference in pronunciation, and that is why this dictionary that we are working on is so important. We hope then that all of us will be able to use this, and it will become an important tool in the future.
Subhrangshu Chowdhury is the founder of CGNet.
What we are trying to do here is bringing them together to create a standard language so that administration, journalism and education can start. So from now on, they have now created a standard dictionary. They can have a newspaper, they can have a radio station, they can do administration. So one government order will be understood by all. If there's one teacher, the teacher can go to every corner, which was not possible before.
Though poetry and plays written in the Hindi language are made in Gondi, it is lost among the communities living in different states because of the language variance. Brajlal Tekam is a musician from Madhya Pradesh who has directed several Gondi movies and laments that.
There's a big difference in pronunciation, and that is why this dictionary that we're working on is important. We hope then that all of us will be able to use this and it will become an important tool in the future. It is worrying that a language which all of us learnt is going away, disappearing, and that is why we have to strive hard to keep it alive.
He is even doing the musical scores for a couple of movies made in Gondi, specific to Madhya Pradesh. According to the country's Scheme for Protection and Preservation of Endangered Languages, there are 780 living languages in India and at least 400 dying out in the next 50 years. The ones most at risk are those spoken by the marginal tribes whose children receive no education or, if they go to school, are taught in India's 22 recognized languages by the Constitution. Mahendra Kumar Mishra, a language consultant who works with the indigenous communities, believes so.
Not only Gondi, but almost all the regional and the tribal languages are under threat because of the issues of globalization. The language of speech should be given priority both in society, culture, education and everywhere.
It is precisely for this reason that the Gond community is rallying together to build a cohesive and pan-Indian identity, and in the case of this song, a standardized Gondi language. Murli Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.